Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Felicia Drayton became a women's weight loss and wellness coach after changing her life through food and lifestyle changes after being diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome. Essentially, Felicia has learned how to regulate and even manipulate her hormones with food, which allows her to feel good, think better, and do more. Now she helps women release the weight of guilt, shame, frustration, fat shaming, yo-yo dieting, rigorous workouts, calorie counting, starvation, and super supplementation so that they can start living life free as a feather, all while saving money in the process. Felicia shows women how to love themselves again, see beauty in their self-image and feel sexy again by nourishing the body, mind, and spirit. Hi, Felicia. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much, Liam, for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you now?
So what's going on for me now? I would say I do still have my 9-to-5, you know, but I do my women's weight loss and wellness coaching. I have just a handful of clients that I give my special attention to. And essentially I do that because I've been maintaining a 77-pound weight loss. And as a sufferer of polycystic ovarian syndrome, that's actually a challenge. So one of the biggest challenges is weight loss. You're at risk for, you know, heart disease, diabetes, and a slew of other ailments. And that was the conversation about, gosh, it's 7 years now. October, 7 years ago, when I first learned that I had the condition, and my doctor was very much like, oh, you know, you can try, but it's going to be pretty difficult. You know, they just made it sound very sad and depressing, and you kind of shouldn't try. Here's these pills. And, I'm very excited. That's where I am. I'm in a great relationship with an awesome man, and, I'm actually enjoying my job. So even though I'm working on my transition towards going away from it, I'm like, I'm even still battling that. Like, do I want to leave? I really like this.
Oh, that's fantastic. When you can love the job you're in until you transition, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So what is your story? You talked a bit then about health issues. What else is your story? How have you got to this point?
Well, when I would say so, 7 years ago, I became aware, right, that I had a issue with my body physically, health-wise. And of course, you know, you never realize until you're in the middle of the journey of all the mindset stuff that has to come with that, you know, the beliefs and emotions and stuff you have to work past that you've been trained to do pretty much and you never really questioned. And so I think back then about 5 years ago, when I was in a relationship that I thought was going to be my forever relationship, right? Going to school full time, working practically full time. So, you know, kind of burning the wick at both ends, you know, and just doing a lot. I was financially always stressed. And so it's actually interesting because, my apologies, backtracking. I realize I said, 7 years ago, I learned I had the condition. 5 years, it's been that I've maintained the weight loss. During that same time that I'm reflecting back on, there's about a year in that time period that I'm thinking of where the turning point kind of happened where I just realized, God, what is going on here? Like I come home and I'm just exhausted and I'm sad, you know? And I didn't really understand why. So I just kind of started searching right online and I came across this cool little assessment that kind of tested how you felt about your situation in relative to where you want it to be, you know? And I found that just to be interesting initially because it's like, wait, why is this? I realized it was just tapping in somewhere a little deeper, but I didn't quite understand. But it told me at the end that, you know, you're at this transitional point. And I thought, really, what does that mean? But yeah, I just kind of started gaining this awareness that, you know, hey, I'm in debt, and I kept going into debt. You know, just from not thinking about it. And again, it's kind of like realizing that that's how you're trained too. Don't think about it. Just swipe. you know, and as those changes started happening within myself, you know, I was changing as a person. And then so was that partner and person I was with. And, you know, even that, yeah, required its change. Right. And so, yeah, that was a huge, I guess, tipping point in that regard, because when I started to bring up those kinds of things, it was like, I don't want to talk about it. You know, I don't want to talk about it. I just want to stay where we're at and doing what we're doing. And it's like, I'm not happy. I don't know if I can keep doing that. You know? And it's like, when you think of YOLO, right? You only live once. Like, yeah. How on it? Like, wait, we keep having this saying where it's like, you know, for every minute you're angry, you know, you've given away that whole 60 seconds. And it's like, yeah, that's 60 seconds. And then I'm how old and how long? <You know? laughs> You start realizing when you know, even though it's more comical on TV where they'll have sitcoms and shows where spouses will be like waiting for that person to die or something before their life gets to like move on. I was like, that should never be a thought that crosses my mind.
No. Definitely not. No, I love that with your YOLO, you only live once, because that's a huge thing that I sort of go for too. Like, why are we all waiting to die? You know, live every day. You know, that's the main thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, why is the longevity of something, like, why are we waiting until this far reaching point to say, it's time to jump on board? Yeah. I think I'm ready now.
When it's in like, reality, we're never ready.
Yeah.
Yes. So do you think you had like a lightning bolt, or was it just that slow rumble that you kept finding out things and going from there before you started the change?
You know, that's a good question. When you think about it, it's like, I can think of a lightning bolt moment, but now in hindsight, right? It's like, I can see where things were like trickling in, and like, now I see certain things and I'm like, oh, I did first glance or become aware of that at this time, but I just kind of was like, eh, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you can see where things kind of just kept coming in. So like, a good example of that was The Secret. I remember I learned about that back in 2010, and it was like right before I had like this doctor's appointment and all of that, you know? And I thought to myself, how curious, you know, because now I think, you know, I definitely live that out in a different way, you know, a totally different way. Like, I actually understand what the time to meditate is and why and how I feel it affects me every single day. Yeah, I would say that's probably the biggest one. Even my understanding and interpretation of that has like even evolved over time. Every time I listen to it, you know, you always pick up a different nugget.
Yes.
Based on where you're at. So it's like, I definitely can see it over time, more so when I reflect back. But I can think of, I would say, a couple lightning bolt experiences where it was like, it stirred me enough that I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Take action now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I would say one in particular with my weight loss journey, it was, I would say several months, several months after I had gotten like the diagnosis, I decided, I was like, I'm going to get the scale, you know, and start paying attention to my weight better. And it was a scale that gave you your, percentage, body fat percentage, and, your water percentage actually. And so, you know, I got on the scale, I was programming myself in, and then all of a sudden, you know, that boyfriend at the time and some of his friends came in and they're all like, oh, cool, you've got this scale. And I'm like, and they're like, yeah, I want to try it too. Like, just, you know, being a couple people, you know, just people out, and they program themselves in it and all that. And, you know, my boyfriend gets on it at the time, and I'm like, oh, all right, yeah, I knew that about him, you know. And then she, you know, so the friend, the boyfriend's friend's girlfriend gets on it, and so she gets on it, and I notice her weight, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, it's like, yeah, whatever. And then, but her boyfriend got on it. That's who bothered me. Her boyfriend got on it, and I realized I was like some 40 or so pounds bigger than him, you know? And I thought to myself, I mean, and it's kind of funny thoughts actually though. Because I think to myself and I'm looking, I'm like, man, okay, he's taller than me. He's a man. Like those specific thoughts were what came into my head. Like what? Like, no, I shouldn't weigh this much more than him. Like he's 4 inches taller than me. I'm like 40 pounds bigger than him. And I thought to myself, in pure momentum, I could take this guy out, you know, like, and that was like what made me go, okay, girlfriend, we need to get a real handle on this, because I was like, if I really wanted to Hulk, you know, She-Hulk it, I could probably do that. I was like, but you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm not quite that strong, but it's just the thought that I have like that much weight. Like if I could get enough momentum behind it, I could like lift this guy up. Knock him off his feet a bit.
Yeah. So a lot of things rumbling up, but you definitely, yeah, every now and then occasionally get that, yep, nah, something's got to change now. And it could be things like that that just, do that for you. That's funny. What about Absolutely. Challenges? Have you had those along the way that you might have thought, oh, I just want to throw in the towel?
Oh, absolutely. I could say that after that experience, I gained another, I want to say 20 or 30 pounds, you know, and I was like, I was trying like supplementation. So I was doing like workout shakes, you know, meal replacement shakes. I remember I did HCG drops, which was like, they require you to starve yourself at some point, practically eating like maybe 500 calories a day. Gosh, like, yeah, I feel like I tried like everything that probably could. I tried so many diets and fads and things like that, and my weight went up and down and up and down, and there were plenty of times when I wanted to say like screw this. And actually that's part of my story, to be honest. Like I said, you know what, screw this. If I'm gonna do anything, and referring back to that YOLO again, but if I'm gonna do anything, I'm gonna always give myself the best. That's just what I had decided. Like, you only live once, right? So give yourself the best. And that's where I think of now, you know, with my health coaching, I do the best nutrition, you know, the best nutrition that you can afford. And it's really just focused around lifestyle and meal planning. So for me, you know, realizing how my schedule was, and my schedules change based on different jobs that I've held, but just being really efficient with scheduling and managing and, you know, figuring out your favorites and stuff like that, and like planting intentionally, being intentional about your time, what you invest your money in for sure. And, the food that you eat and the time that you spend with people.
Mm. Yeah. It's important, isn't it? Yeah. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Is it a big vision, or do you do it out of necessity?
I would say more so out of vision. I would say I can, you know, I can actually surprisingly say, and this is even like a moment, I guess, that I'm comfortable. I would say that I'm at a place of comfort, in those ways that I once wasn't, right? Like weight wise, I feel great. Relationship wise, I feel great. Job wise, income wise, I feel great. So the real passion of being a health coach comes from just wanting to help people. And then also wanting to develop this into such a health coaching practice that I can forego the current job that I have a family, and, you know, maintain that. And maybe one day even teach other women how to do that too. But right now, you know, it's like, I really just want to help other people do that and do it the way I learned how to do it, but faster. Cause yeah, it took me at least 2 years to figure it out. And then pretty much every year from there, I've just kind of, you know, sabotage. It comes in all shapes and forms. So, you know, when you ask, is there what any challenges I've had? Yeah, different challenges, you know, because as you grow or up level in any kind of way, you always come to a new, I always say it's life is like a video game, and you always come to the next boss level, right?
Yes.
You know, did you pick up enough things on the way so that you're strong enough for this boss?
I love that. Yeah. That's a pretty cool analogy.
And then if you didn't, well, get back out there and go find those extra potions or whatever it is you need to be strong enough and well do to get that boss.
Yeah, that's it. Get your foundations in place. It's important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I would say that's really my dream, is just, you know, being able to continue to give really as unconditionally as possible, because, you know, it's like, why not? I mean, I already know I'm more fortunate than I once was. So it's easy to give once you're at that point, right? Once you're coming, your cup runneth over, it's easy to say, hey, get over here, put your cup over next to mine.
So what new possibilities have opened up for you since you've been doing this?
New possibilities? Well, I would say your podcast being one. But I would say many. I've been speaking at work a lot, actually, on the subject of weight loss, women's wealth, and health, and just wellness overall. Part of my current job function is teaching financial literacy in my current field of work. And I would say, like, actually out of even this is, you know, getting me more active in speaking engagement, presenting. It's just really opened up more of who I am, I would say, you know. And as I continue to step forward into that, it just makes it easier to do. So, so many opportunities. I look forward to one day speaking on a, you know, even bigger stage, you know, and being able to look back and for us to even be on that same stage going, look at this. This is our start. We, you know, this is an early part in our career.
I know. Wouldn't that be so cool? We'll have to lock that in.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future? I mean, we just talked about a couple of things, but the possibilities in that, but what exciting things in the future is happening for you?
Some exciting things in the future for me would be, I mean, it's funny, the little things, right? But I say, like, you know, being able, like I said, to say, you know, bye job, I don't really need you. And, you know, maybe even getting to that point where I don't even have to health coach, but doing it because it's like, why not? You know, just doing, and I think of those passion projects, right? I have those too. And schools are actually starting to become more aware of that, you know, health and wellness and, you know, feeding kids properly. But I think of that and helping them even start like seasonal gardens, depending on where they are, what states they're in, and, you know, just making that a part of their curriculum, you know, gardening, going outside, letting that be a part of recess even, you know, and, you know, just having everything be, I guess, efficient and productive, but still going at the pace the child can learn. So that would be a huge passion project. But yeah, being able to just do that and then being in my kids' life, because I don't have any children right now, but I think of how my business, I want it to grow as I grow. And essentially being able to have like this large community of women worldwide that just can share tips, tricks, and continue to evolve on like such a feminine but nutritional, you know, balanced way, specifically around, you know, losing weight. So being able to, you know, gain it for that baby, drop it right off, you know, so that's definitely a future curriculum I'm looking at developing. And then, you know, saving money, always being mindful, investing only in what truly speaks to you, you know, because there was a lot of things I started having to question with my purchases. Why do I buy that? It was like, because my mom always bought that. That's always in the cart, you know? It's like, that's a foundational home thing. If you don't buy that, then something's wrong with your kitchen. What's wrong with you, you know? And I had to kind of redefine myself. So, you know, having that collective community where women can come and feel safe and express, you know, sometimes even fearful things like, is it okay for me not to do this or not to have this? Yeah. You know, what do you want? You know, and for us to be able to continuously reflect like that in a safe space. And then ultimately being able to feel better too. So, you know, I realize out of all of this, I'm so mindful about how I feel that when I don't feel good, I really pay more attention now and I go, something's wrong. And it takes me a while to actually get off of that in a good way. You know, it's not meditating on it in the way of like downing myself, but going, okay, what's making you feel wrong about this? Like, why can't you move forward? Like, you know, just kind of helping myself unjar, I guess, or, you know, oiling my, my crank.
Oh, that's awesome. I actually love doing it with people to, you know, so many of them say, oh, I don't know what I want. You know, they're just not clear on that. And just helping them get clear is just, it's so cool just to see them go, oh, wow, well, I really do want to do this. And they start questioning all the things. Well, why have I been doing something else? So I just love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause when you really start, and it's funny because you realize there is a lot of unconscious language. I mean, even I say that and it's like, I'm sure I do that still now. You know what I mean? Like, it's just what words have I kind of autopiloted on? And, you know, as you get around people, right, that's the importance of community. As you get around people that speak a certain way, you'll start to catch that language and catch language that might be self-defeating or self-sabotaging or, you know, just not in your best, highest good.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. All right. Let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite book?
The Success Principles by Jack Canfield.
Oh, my all-time favorite. I love that one.
Is it? Yes. I love it because anytime you can go back to it and still get something useful out of it.
Yeah, sure can. Do you have a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I would say a big one is probably Lisa Nichols. And I found her actually because of Jack Canfield, right? but I relate to her for multiple reasons. Say a little bit of that like me complex. In different ways, she was like me because I feel as though, you know, coming from a low socioeconomic status. And in her story, she shares a lot about putting money away and just like not thinking about it, but just putting it away as like an autopilot fashion. And at some point coming to the bank and realizing, I think she had like $60,000 or something like that, but it was just this large sum of money, which was like, whoa, that's mine, you know? and so even now, like, as I said, I feel, you know, really comfortable, very blessed, with just what I have now because I've had less. Like it's in that reflection when I look at, you know, my social security statement or, you know, my previous spreadsheets and that kind of stuff that goes, dang girl, like you were living on that much. Like, what? You know, sometimes you're like, how were you surviving? Like, then I look at, you know, think about those old credit card statements and I'm like, all right, that's how you were living. Yeah. I justify that. Okay. That makes sense.
So do you have a daily ritual that works best for you?
Actually, yeah, I have, I use a really awesome app, called ThinkUp. It's, helps you to work on having a positive mindset. And I've been using it for, I would say the last year. The free version lets you put in up to 4 or 5 affirmations, I think, for free, but you record them in your own voice and you say them over and over, or it says it over and over for you. Behind some music, and I like to run to that first thing in the morning. And it actually reminds me twice a day, 2 more times, so 3 times in total, to listen to it. And so I listen to it first thing in the morning as I'm running, kind of groggy, not quite awake. but you know, it's like the first thing I hear, you know, is my voice. And so then usually at some point when I'm driving to and from work. And then before I go to bed is when I listen to it. And I put it on like maybe a 15-minute timer before I go to bed. But I would say that makes it a lot easier to believe in myself, I guess. Right? Because when I have those nudges, right? When I say like, you know, all of a sudden I can't move forward and I'm like, what's going on, Felicia? Like, why can't you move forward? I don't know, like, because I've been listening to myself most, you know, already saying all these good things, you're going to, you know, every food you eat is nutritious and, you know, nourishing to your body. Okay. Yep. I'm only going to make those good nourishing food decisions today, you know, and that's what I've decided. So like, as I was running, I'm like, yep, I'm agreeing with myself. So by the time something challenging does come up, it's easier for me to listen to myself. And so, yeah, I would say that's probably my best daily ritual for anybody. Tried it out.
Definitely. What's your favorite food?
Nachos for sure. Because you can layer them, you know, you can kind of add or take off whatever you want.
Do you like the country or the city?
Oh, the city. I would say the city just because it's, you know, it's always entertaining. Like, if you're wanting excitement, I'm like, definitely there.
Do you have a piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
Depending on where you are, right? So, you know, depending on where you are, but think back, done something different on, right? I think we all probably have something, even if it's tiny, that we regret or wish we could have or would have responded in a different way. And so compare that to this decision, right? Because if you wish you'd have done that, then so taking the whatever we regretted and thinking about that and comparing it to what we're doing now, and likely going to feel the same way about that as did that previous thing. So thinking about that, we can probably, you know, make that decision, whatever that decision is, but we can move on knowing that if we don't want to regret it, do give yourself the same advice you would have then now.
Yeah. Cool. So last question, if you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
It's not that serious. I would probably tell myself it's not that serious because thinking back, that's probably that lightning bolt, right? I was so serious. I felt like all my ducks had to be in a row and everything had to be so lined up. I had goals, but to some extent, I would say they were even a little artificial, right? Because it was a little of that autopilot aspect. But now, you know, the goals I have meaning, but it's different. And so I guess the biggest thing that I would tell myself is that it's not that serious because, you know, you don't even know what you want being as young as, you know, but not trying to say cause I'm young, but literally I don't know what I don't know. So being willing to go with the flow, it's not that serious and you'll get exactly where you want to get to if you just keep going.
Well, thanks for so much for your valuable time today, Felicia. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you and we'll leave it there?
So you can contact me on my Facebook business page. It'll be Felicia Drayton, Women's Weight Loss and Wellness Coach, as well as I have a Facebook group, Weight Loss Support Group for Women. And so you'll see my picture and I'll say, living free as a feather, save money or lose weight, save money and feel better. And that's what I believe is living free as a feather. And that's what I help women do.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you so much. Igniters, Felicia is a vivacious and entertaining woman who has been through health and mindset issues to now be living her best life. As a health coach, she is helping women see their magnificence. If you want to contact Felicia, go to her Facebook page, Felicia Drayton. If you want more out of life and get off hamster wheel, contact me through my website, ignitepodcast.com.